Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which I think is really timely, and it's called Failure is Your Greatest Teacher. We're going to talk about that and other things, but you can find my columns all over the place, worldwide, or just the easiest way is to go to BruceAllen.com and hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll see one of the drop-down menu options is weekly columns, and that's my Dad's Point of View column. I'd write three other column series, one called Social Media, Social Good, another one called Men versus Women, which is my most popular columns, and a third called The Evolution of Technology, which I write with my oldest friend in the world of literally 55 years, which gives you an idea of how old I will be on my birthday tomorrow, but I won't tell. I'm going to be 55 and a half. That's called The Evolution of Technology. Failure is your greatest teacher. Wow. Are we living it or what with Obamacare? So we're going to talk about that. In my column, I talk about what we learn from failure. And often we learn more from failure, in my opinion, than we learn from success. Bruce Springsteen wrote a song called Glory Days, which is one of my favorites. I like the old Springsteen best, but some of his new work has been good too, especially his post-9/11 album, which I thought was pretty damn special. He still is the greatest live act I've ever seen in my lifetime, and one of the greatest idiots when it comes to politics. But that is often the case when it comes to people in showbiz, music, and the arts. They can be brilliant on one level, and I think quite foolish, if not idiotic, if not destructive, on other levels. But Bruce wrote a beautiful, beautiful song about holding on to those glory days and how a high school football buddy or friend was the star of his football team, but now years later was kind of just still reminiscing about those days and how the homecoming queen, hottest girl in school, was now divorced, raising her kids alone, and those days had passed. So we all know those stories of people that have failed and gone on to great success, and those people that have had apparent great success and then had big falls. And it's a really important thing to take a look at failure, teach our children how to handle failure, and grow from it. That is the opportunity. Anyway, I'll talk a little bit more about it. Let me get some of my first segment of the show business out of the way. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. And I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We've got about 5,050 likes so far. We'd like to see it grow. We've sort of slowed it down lately. And today's guests are Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for Therapy Talk. This week's Because I Said So comic strip is called A Dad's Scary Halloween. It's still related to Halloween, which, of course, just passed a week ago. And this week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called In the Mood. It's 58 seconds long. So if you can afford a minute, you can watch the short vlog, which you do find on the drop-down menu under Writings Plus at BruceAllen.com. Tonight at Dad Chat, for my local listeners here in Santa Barbara, this is tonight, Thursday, November 7th, we are having parent choice and a birthday roast of me. So I hope you will join us, those of you listening live, or I know I have one friend listening live on my website, so a big hello to my friend Kelly, and I hope you are feeling better because I know you woke up a little under the weather today. So, birthday roast. I welcome it, and all I ask is that we keep it PG or PG-13 because this is a family-centric chat. Dad Chat, that is every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time and 9 p.m. East Coast time, and something like 8 in the morning Singapore time. Now, why do I say that? Because we have a regular that listens. Her name is May, and she is Marcy May on Twitter. And she joins Dad Chat almost every week on her commute to work Friday morning. So we're live on Twitter in the evening of Thursday night, and she is joining us on her phone Friday morning in Singapore. I just love that whole idea. It's so bizarre, and it's so cool, and it's so wonderful. Not much time left in this segment, but I do think we have time for A Dad's Point of View Life Lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right. I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Good manners translate to every facet of life, including modern technology. We all love the wonders that smartphones, tablets, and other technological portable devices provide us, but are they teaching you or your kids poor manners? I suggest being polite, being kind, being respectful applies to everything in life. So when you come over to my house for dinner, please put away your smartphone and show me how smart you are the old-fashioned way with good conversation. When your kids disrespect you by playing at the dinner table with their tech devices, respect them by teaching them that that is bad manners. I'm Bruce Salen, and you can find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you!
You know, I've pre-recorded 52 of these life lessons, and it's fun to listen to them now that many of them are a year or two old from the pre-recording because I tried to make them all timeless or evergreen, and I think that is very much the case with that lesson on manners and social media. I think it actually only has gotten worse on social media. Sponsor slots are open for both my radio show and Dad Chat. Just email me at Bruce at Bruce Salen. Richard's giving me the finger, meaning I don't have any time left. So stay tuned after these commercials, and I'll come back and bore you some more.